Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor C with another faith nugget. Now, listen to me. Now, once the word is beginning to grow in you and faith in you is beginning to develop and is beginning to mature, now, there are three things that Satan is going to attack you with. Now, this is so important for you to be sensitive to. Three things: the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things. Now, the Lord Jesus taught us this in St. Mark chapter 4. Now, this is so important for us to really understand. Now, Satan, once the word has taken root and began to grow in us, Satan cannot stop the word from growing. Only we can. Now, we can stop the word going by what we say, and we can also stop the word growing in us by what we do. Remember, the word of God says in James, by his works was his faith made perfect. Amen. So now what we want to do is we want to get a perfect harvest, a full harvest. Now, Satan's strategy in using the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, Jesus said, these things entering in your heart and choke the word, and the word become unfruitful. Jesus says that, you know, you don't bring forth a perfect harvest. So now, if we're looking at corn, instead of getting a full corn in the ear, Satan wants you to come up with just a shoot. Okay? Now, shoot is an undeveloped ear of corn. That's what we would call it back on the farm, a shoot. Now, this is where the weeds, this is the corn that grew in the nut grass, the smart weeds, and the cuckleburrs. It engulfed them. It surrounded them. And it grew big and big and big. And it dominated because it began to take the nourishment or the supply for the corn. It take it from the corn. Now, this is so important. And we have to be so careful. We have to be so careful that we do not allow these things to enter. We got to guard our heart. We got to protect our heart. Amen. See, so in the world, everything going on in the world is to create fear. Amen. This is why I say we have to be locked in. We have to guard our heart. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things, keep them out of your heart. Well, praise God. Have another great day of faith.